Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been involved in something here lately, quite a story, and it got national attention. I'll let you tell it, but this involves a group of puppies that have been treated in an unbelievably bad way, and you were called in on this.
Yeah, so I do a ton of rescue work with homeless and abandoned animals, and one group that I work with is Hunt County Pets Alive, and we received a call that there were some puppies that a passerby found in an ice cooler that was closed and latched on the side of the road. Quite unseasonably hot that day, and they were dehydrated and panting, and it was 9 huge puppies that were just thrown on the side of the road in a latched ice chest. It's just horrific. But so we went to Sulphur Springs and we picked them up, working with the animal control officer, and those puppies are actually super happy, playful, so we saved them and they're doing amazing.
This was
really sad.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, but this was on I-30 near Sulphur Springs.
I'm not sure what road it was on, but it was definitely in the Sulphur Springs city limits.
In the Sulphur Springs, or was it within the city limits of Sulphur Springs?
I believe so. Yeah, and I think it's the best thing to say is, if you don't want these puppies that your animals are going to have, why don't you just spay and neuter? It's a little bit easier than discarding puppies on the side of the road in ice chests, and probably a lot more humane. So,
why would anyone do such a thing? That's just hard to fathom.
I don't know. And I try to think about it, but it's like, I'm just not going to be able to relate. So I'm not going to be able to know, you know? So.
And they were, you said nine of them?
Nine. And these are like 4-week-old puppies. They're probably 6 or 7 pounds each. And because they look like German Shepherd mixes, they are big puppies. And some were just buried underneath where I couldn't even see them, you know? They were just so far down there, because the ice chest was a small ice chest, too. It wasn't like a huge cooler. It was awful.
Wow.
But, you know, we have them here now, and they're playing and crazy, and it's great to watch them.
And you still,
little puppies.
You have them there at the animal hospital in Greenville?
Yep, they're going to go to a foster home today. Our awesome foster is going to pick them up and keep taking care of them until we can find them homes, which is not going to be hard to do because of all the media attention they've gotten, and they're so stinking cute.
Yeah.
Get homes pretty soon.
We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary of the Greenville Animal Hospital, and about this rescue of 9 puppies in a closed ice chest. And was this a metal or plastic ice chest?
Plastic.
So it was not like styrofoam or something where, you know, they could have bitten or scratched their way out.
No, it was actually latched shut. It's not like somebody just closed the lid. They closed it and made sure it was completely latched.
Yeah, boy. And now you have received national attention over this.
We have, yeah. The rescue group has. And, you know, Hunt County Pets Alive, I don't think a lot of people know about them because they're a smaller rescue and just starting to really grow and expand. They save hundreds of animals from the Hunt County and surrounding areas every month, pull them from shelters when they're going to be euthanized. And we've also just started a program where we take these high-risk animals from animal shelters, from euthanasia. So you call that death row. I don't really like to use that term, but essentially they're going to be euthanized. So we take these animals, we put them in foster homes, we get all of their vet care done, and we have run transports to the New York area and to Wisconsin, and we've moved probably 250 animals in the last 2 months from our local area and shelter.
What's the name of the organization again?
Hunt County Pets Alive.
And would you say how many, because is it possible to estimate how many pets, dogs in particular, maybe cats too, per month that you're helping?
Hundreds.
Hundreds,
yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, and it's a lot of work, but I guess so.
Well, that is terrific, and what a story. It's a sad story, but it has a happy ending.
Exactly.
Carrie.
Yeah,
thanks to you and to whoever had the insight, if that's what it was, to look and see what was in that.
Yeah, I think the important thing in a situation like that is it's just a community thing. You know, I mean, somebody stopped, they find this ice chest, they contact their local animal control officer. Barbie is the one that's in charge in Sulphur Springs. She knows L.D. Garrison, who's the head of Hunt County Pets Alive, so she contacts L.D. L.D. knows me, so L.D. contacts me, and within about 7.5 minutes, I'm on the road to Silver Springs. And so it's just this continual network and communicating with each other that allows us to be available.
That's terrific. Okay. Carrie, thanks again for visiting with us in the cafe this morning. Grateful to you. Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.